Whenever I hear of a new ministry that has been created to bring the love of Jesus to a hurting world, I get pretty excited, and I just have to share with everybody. In episode 15, we were introduced to Ron Van Horn, a pastor, an artist, a misfit minister who's loving and serving the people of Circleville, Ohio. And in our discussion, we teased a little that Ron and his team were working on a new ministry, a mobile ministry, that would go and serve the community where they live. Well, last week, Ron and Luke and their entire team got on the road and made their very first appearance. It's called Grounds for Recovery. And it was really started with the intent to help people in active recovery fight to get their lives back. So let's listen in on the conversation with Ron and Luke as they share the vision for this amazing new ministry. So, hey, Ron, you are an artist, you're a builder. I understand from Luke that y'all are also involved in kind of a new ministry project, kind of a new mobile ministry project. I don't really know all of the details of it. So I wanted to see if you would just maybe share with us a little bit about that new project y'all are involved with.
Sure. Yeah. Our church does a lot of work in recovery. The recovery community here in Circleville, drugs are just eating up, well, not just our town, but they're definitely eating up our town. And, so we have a group of people that we call the Recovery Warriors, that meet at our church from time to time. COVID has really kind of messed some of that up. But we're trying to get back. One of the things that we've found is that a lot of people coming out of recovery, they have trouble getting back into vocation, and or may have never even been in a vocation. So maybe a lot of just skill set that maybe some of us just take for granted isn't been taught or learned. So one of the things that we've found is that when we can get people into a good job, it does something for that person. It not only gives them the financial paycheck every week, but it does something to their soul. Gives them a little bit of value to their life, you know. So one of the things that we've been dreaming of for a long time, and Luke's been talking about wanting to do something ever since I've known him. And so this year I've just really been the word that I got earlier last year was it's time to step on the gas. I've just kind of leaned in and let's stop talking about stuff and let's do what we've been dreaming. And so this thing we've kind of come up with is a thing that we're calling the Grounds for Recovery. It's going to be a mobile coffee shop.
Literally that, stepping on the gas.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Literally stepping on the gas.
Love that.
So a mobile coffee shop that we're putting together. It's we've bought us a small bus that we're converting, and we got the seats out tonight actually. We're converting it, and we hope to be hiring some people who need work. That's kind of been like I said, Luke's been talking about coffee shop literally since day one.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you can only listen to someone talk about their dreams for so long. Like,
don't get him started then on the cruise ship, because that might be kind of rough in Central Ohio.
Right.
Oh gosh. You know, when I moved to Circleville, and you know, I was working in Columbus and other places, or whenever I traveled and I said, you know, I'm from Circleville, Ohio, everybody, they're like, oh, the drugs are just so bad there. And everybody had like, that was what we were known for, was just the horrible drug problem. And, I was mowing the lawn one day and I was like, God, what are you going to do? Like, what can we do? You know, what do you got to do something about this? And I don't always hear audible words from God, and I'm not saying this was, but, it was a knowing moment where I know that was the voice of God. And he was basically saying, well, do something about it. Like, and so, and our church has always been really good. We have these like brainstorming sessions during the service, during the actual church service, and things have been just discussed and blown, thrown up there. And so this Grounds for Recovery is kind of birthed from a lot of those brainstorming sessions. And in fact, it's going to be a piece of it. It's basically setting under an umbrella of something else. It's called the Restoration Co-op. Is this business idea of where we're going to have other businesses that are just going to fall underneath that umbrella of the Restoration Co-op, where it's going to be like-minded opportunities. Like Grounds for Recovery is goal is to help people get into active gainful employment, as well as teaching them life skills and bringing dignity back to them and giving
dignity.
That they are valued, you know? And that happens, like Ron was saying, by just doing stuff with their hands, getting, you know, learning how a trade. And so we're hoping to see, we're hoping to see lawn care businesses. We're hoping to see whatever kind of business that is willing to come along into this project and get people jobs that need them so dearly, that will help them on the road to recovery. They're not out of it. I mean, you ask somebody that's a recovering addict, it's always with them. And so, we have gone through the process with several recovering addicts that have gotten them to a point where they're finding jobs and now sustaining employment and have moved on from one job to another job because they got that line on their resume. And so that's the dream of this, is we want to be able to help them get a line on their resume and then be able to back them up with the, they will do well in whatever you ask them to do, and give them our what's the word we're using, Ron? Our we want them to be able to.
We'll vouch for them.
Vouch for them. No, that's the word I'm looking for. Because we have invested in them. And that's the true heart behind it, is to be able to invest in these the people that are dealing with this addiction, and not only that, but just so they can, you know, go on about their lives and be good citizens, you know?
Yeah, the word we're looking for was advocate. When we were we've been talking about this for years. we had landed on the work advocacy program is what we're calling it. And then someone came along with a song called WAP. It ruined that.
Yeah, you can't, and don't recommend your listeners look that song up.
No. Correct. So
now it's the Restoration Co-op, which is cool. I like
I love
that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like Luke said, like, you know, lawn care businesses, teaching people how to frame and do basic carpentry, you know, some small electric if we can. We have someone already interested in doing teaching people how to do small appliance repair. We're hoping to have either existing businesses or new ventures in business kind of come under this umbrella that's just really just an idea to funnel people out of where they are and hopefully bring them along not only in life, but spiritually bring them closer to know who Jesus is. I mean, honestly, if you know, if you're struggling to put food on the table, it's hard to talk to someone about Jesus when they're hungry or they're tormented.
Right.
So if we can care for people on the basic levels, we might be able to better teach them and show them who Jesus is. Amen. You know, this isn't about getting, you know, making people rich. It's, it's about getting people into a stable environment that maybe they've not experienced before.
That's amazing. I love that concept. And if anybody's listening and, you know, thinking about, man, the Lord has really put on my heart to do something for, you know, a group of people that they're involved with, maybe looking at what y'all are doing and following that along and praying about if that's something that they might be able to implement as well. So thanks for sharing that. You're also, Ryan, I know kind of on a separate note, but you're also involved in something called the Bed Brigade. Can you tell us a little bit about that ministry and what y'all are doing there?
The Bed Brigade. The Bed Brigade started, I think, 11 or 12 years ago. It has a varied starting path. Again, my buddy, Rob, that I mentioned earlier, he was involved in a camp that went to an orphanage. And they were there to – a bunch of kids were there to help it was one of those like service camps where you go in and you clean up and you do some landscaping. You might paint a wall or two. And this guy that was kind of in charge of this orphanage said, you know, what I really need is beds. I don't have enough beds. And so Rob called me. He knows I'm, you know, like a designer, artist guy. And he's talking to me, how do we make beds for this guy? And actually, he and I both we sat down and we came up with this idea, and it was awful. 2x6 frames, and I mean, it was it did the job, but the part that is storied there is my wife actually worked for Children's Services. And she, for years, she would come home and she would tell me about kids that she'd been in their houses and they wouldn't have beds and they'd be laying in a corner in a pile of blankets. And I got to be honest that, you know, there was a time where I just didn't care. I didn't care enough. And when Rob gave me this charge of helping to make these beds for the orphanage, I remembered my wife telling me about these kids on the floor, and the Lord just kind of said, okay, we got to do something. Like Luke, you got to do something. You can only turn a blind eye for so long. And so we started making beds for people, and we contacted Children's Services locally here and said, hey, would you need some beds if we made some for you? And they said, sure. And we started there. We would actually drop beds off to Children's Services and they would distribute them. And that was for maybe the first 2 or 3 months. And then the word got out and they just started saying, hey, contact these people direct. And we started building beds and delivering them to people's houses. And it's grown and it's evolved over the years. And one of our guys that helps us came up with an idea. It was kind of one of our dreams. And he said that the Lord gave him this design in a dream, but one piece of plywood makes a bed. If it all slides together and it looks like IKEA, but it's a simple platform with mattress that we found companies that would find mattresses for us. And currently we have a lot of local colleges that donate mattresses. The federal mandates now say that mattresses and college can only be in a dorm for 2 years and then it has to be replaced. So they were going to landfills. So they will, we do a lot of checking and make sure, you know, we take good stuff. But we're keeping stuff from going to landfills and repurposing it. We seal them up. We bag them, and we handle them a specific way that ensures that everyone's safe from critters and bugs and anything that might be loose. But and like I said, we've been in business now for. I think 12 years and it's grown. We've got several other what we call campuses in Central Ohio. I think we have 7 chapters now that are serving their individual communities, just taking this model and running with it. Different churches that have said, man, we want to do this, we want to help, and dude, they're crushing it. They're
they
are. I mean, they're doing it better than we are. It's awesome to see. Our St. John's Lutheran Church in Grove City serves the Columbus market, and they're doing, I think at our peak, we were doing 200 beds a year here in Pickaway County, and Franklin County, they're doing 500 to 800 beds a year.
Wow.
They're just, they're crushing it. And that's the thing. It's one of those things that people don't even know exists maybe people wouldn't have a bed.
Need is so, so great. It's, you wouldn't think that. Yeah. And when I got involved a couple of different times, until you see it, you don't believe it. And the need is so great. And that's lifting them up, Greg. What is it? What's the height of the bed, Ron? I mean, lifting
9 inches,
lifting up those 9 inches. You cannot imagine how much it actually lifts them up. It's more than the 9 inches. It brings a certain dignity back to them. A lot of them will curl up into their bed right away, even before the people delivering them leave. They get a Bible, they get blankets in some cases and sheets. And so it's an amazing ministry.
We've seen it all. We've seen kids, immediately just, curl up or they're jumping, jumping on the bed.
Wow. I love that. Wow.
Yeah. So, it's Luke, that's the word. It's what we say. It's a dignity. Dignity is a big deal, and having a place that is, you can have a bedroom, but a bed is like that is your space. That is where, you spend a lot of time. And, yeah, it's just a matter of putting our hands to work and getting some wood and some basic carpentry stuff, and we can give some people a little bit of dignity back.
Amen.
And the nice thing about the model is that it's because the people that were delivering these beds to are in transient in nature. They get evicted from their house or you know, something happens. These are things that they can pack up and take with them. To their next place.
And what's funny, it's not funny. We serve the working poor. Again, I think I talked earlier, just good people that are struggling financially. Mm-hmm. In the last several years, we've seen a lot of grandmas and grandpas who are taking care of grandkids because mom and dad are either incarcerated or they're strung out. So we're serving a lot of grandmas and grandpas who are on fixed incomes, don't have a lot on their own, but they're trying to take care of their family. We've seen a lot of veterans. We serve a lot of veterans. Like I said, the working poor, and it's, like I said, 200 mattresses here in Pickaway County, which is, it's not a big county. It's more of a, it's not known because people don't want to discuss that, you know, they don't have something that is basic. Mm-hmm.
My guess is that some of you might be smiling right now, thinking to yourself, this is pretty cool. I wish I could do something like this. And my question is, why don't you? Now, I know, a ministry, a project like this might seem pretty daunting. I've been involved with God-sized projects in my life where there was no way I was prepared or qualified for. But when it's God who prompts the idea, and when it's God who's going to get all the glory, enough said. The heart of Outpost 127 is to encourage you to step out, ask God how he wants you to bring the gospel to our world, and then be obedient to that calling, whether it's a mobile coffee shop or a ministry with beds or something different. Now, if you want to know more about this new ministry, you can find them at www.groundsforrecovery.com. And also check out their Facebook page. Well, we want to thank you for joining us on our episode today. And as always, may the Lord bless and keep you, and may he give you the wisdom and strength to stand firm side by side for the faith of the gospel.